Your date won't text you back, but they'll talk to us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened?
On Star 102.5.
Our listener Sylvia asked us for some help. She wants to find out what happened with Todd. So we're going to chat with her first and get her side of things. Hey, Sylvia, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, we're doing good. And how you doing?
I mean, I'm feeling pretty amazing. I mean, except for one thing, but everything's amazing.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Are we talking to Drew Barrymore?
So, has things changed? Has Todd got back to you?
No, that's the thing that's not so amazing. So he's, still ghosting me.
Okay. All right. Any idea why?
I mean, I guess he has his reasons of his own, but I definitely don't know what they are. So
okay.
I don't know. I just hope it's not something serious, you know?
All right. Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, let's back up a little bit here. So why don't you tell us how you met and what's happened so far?
So we met through a mutual friend, and I don't know, you would think that that would reduce the chances of getting ghosted, but no, it turns out that's not the case.
Right. Okay. I would think that too.
Yeah.
You don't want your friends ticked at you also, but okay. Have you tried asking the friend if she knows anything?
I mean, I kind of didn't want to bring her into this if I don't have to, just because it's awkward. I don't know. But I guess, like, I mean, I'm hoping you can help me, but if that doesn't work out, then I'll try asking her, you know?
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're not the last resort.
Yeah, you're the second to last resort.
All right. So what'd you end up doing for, what'd you end up doing for your date?
It was pretty chill. We met up in a bar that's not too far from my place, and, I mean, I have to tell you, it was kind of nice because we both drank a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
And it honestly made it really fun. I don't know, like if you ever have first date jitters or you feel awkward, but like there was none of that because neither of us was uptight at all. We were both like very relaxed.
Okay. Is there anything maybe since you'd had a little bit to drink, maybe you said something?
Yeah, no. I mean, that sounds terrible. This is going to sound like I'm totally, like, obnoxious or something, but I thought he was really into me. I mean, there was never a point at all during the entire date, and it was kind of long, that he didn't seem like he was really happy to be there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you have no clue here at all.
Sounds like a fun date.
No. Okay. It was fun, yeah. I can't imagine why he's not been in touch, so... That's where you come in, right?
That's the plan. All right, you hang on because we're going to get a hold of him and see if we can get him to come on and tell his side of things and see if we can find out what happened. Okay, Sylvia?
Cool.
Get a quick cup of coffee, then come back for this.
Next, with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Todd's side of the story coming up in 8 minutes.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.